Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day, and it gives us a chance to travel back in time 30 years to when people were first contracting HIV/AIDS, and their doctors were struggling to figure out what was making them sick and how to treat them. That's the subject of a new documentary by pioneering AIDS researcher Paul Volberding.
All those other ways that we tend to separate ourselves meant very little when you realize that the patients had gone to the same schools that you did. They listened to the same music. They went to the same restaurants. So they were really us.
The film is Before the Lifeboat, and it features Dr. Volberding in conversation with doctors, nurses, researchers, and activists, among the first people involved in the battle against AIDS. Dr. Volberding, take us back to the beginning of the epidemic. Remind us about the symptoms of this disease. When people came into the hospital, what did they look like? How sick were they?
Well, I think it's way too easy for people to forget now how devastating this epidemic was, how fast it hit. These are really sick people. People with cancers, people with very unusual infections, and in a real sense, mutilated by this virus, often demented, often blind.
It was very scary.
It was very frightening, with no sense at all that we could turn things around.
Right, the fatality rate was 100%.
This virus, untreated, is essentially the most lethal infectious disease ever seen. The only thing that comes close is rabies, or if you have symptoms, you will certainly die. This is about 98% fatal.
You co-founded one of the first AIDS clinics at SF General Hospital. How did you treat those who showed symptoms of the disease then?
At first, all we really could do is, in a sense, show our ignorance, but also reassure the patients that our job was to take care of them, to try to help relieve the suffering that they were experiencing, and to try to build a system that would help support them through this. Patients would always say, I'm going to beat this, and we would quietly say to ourselves, I know you won't, because no one did.
Did you and the nurses you worked with wonder if you might contract the disease yourself?
Yeah, and that's something that we talk about. My wife and I both talk about in the film that we were really afraid that we may well have caught it from our patients without knowing it, and that we may have transmitted it to our kids. When I talked to people for the film, some people said that they really don't remember much of a sense of fear. I certainly do, and I think most of us do.
The lifeboat in the film's title refers to AZT. That was the first antiviral drug used to treat AIDS. How did that change things?
The title actually refers to the therapies beyond just AZT. AZT wasn't much of a lifeboat by itself. It gave us the sense that there could be drugs developed against this virus, but it was really the combination of treatments that became available really for the first time in 1996 that represented the real lifeboat, the kind of treatment that even if a person was really already quite sick, we would expect to see benefit.
And why did you decide to raise money for this film and do the interviews? What were you trying to show or preserve in talking to these AIDS treatment pioneers?
Oh, I think like many of us that were involved in the early epidemic, it was a searing experience. And this seemed like a real opportunity. I was asked to give a lecture, and rather than just giving my perspective, I thought, wouldn't it be better to try to bring some of the people together before, one by one, we're all gone, to try to all remember what we've learned from that experience.
And what did you learn, again, or refresh in your memories about those early days fighting AIDS?
Well, I think that the message of a response that involves the entire community is something that a number of people commented on, that this isn't something that the docs did by themselves or that San Francisco General Hospital did by itself. It was really the entire community. You know, it suggests that we will respond equally well when the next really bad thing happens, which it certainly will.
Dr. Volberding, thanks so much.
Happy to help.
You can watch Life Before the Lifeboat tomorrow, World AIDS Day, and on Wednesday afternoon. San Francisco General Hospital will screen the film three times between 2 and 5 p.m. in Carr Auditorium. And you can listen again to this interview on our website, kqed.org/radionews. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.